Now, I know you've got your finger on the pulse of the industry. You travel around. You're going in and out of stores all over Canada, across the nation. You've been in some of the best health food stores. I know I've read your editorials and your promotions on the stores. What does it take to be a leader, like as a retailer in today's marketplace?
I think the thing that has worked most for the people that have been around a long time, and I've talked to a lot of people that have had their stores for 20, 25 years, they've always built their business on education. You know, you have someone come into your store with an ailment, and you can teach them about what the ailment is, how it works, why you don't need pharmaceuticals to cure it. Like just bring the body around. The body can cure itself, but you've got to do this, this, and this. It's a lot of one-on-one education, but, you know, my experience has been when you do that with an individual, you've got them for life as a customer, and they recommend people. And our industry has always been built on education. You know, looking at where we are now, it's the same situation. It's the stores that are doing the most to educate their community are the stores that are doing the best. And I you know, not to get into any names, but looking at some of the stores that have grown over the years, you know, they haven't changed some things from 25 or 20 years ago. They're still doing weekly seminars. They're still doing cooking demos in their store. They're still bringing in great speakers, offering seminars. It's all based on education. And, you know, not to sound corny, but it really truly is empowering the individual to take care of their own health. And that's a pretty popular phrase, as everybody knows. You know, take charge of your own health, and you don't have to count on the medical establishment if you just look after yourself. And that's been the message that I think our retailers have been giving the public for years, and that's why they've succeeded. And the other thing I've noticed is it's not really about money to most of these people. They didn't get into this industry to become rich. And I've had people say, oh, if I wanted to get rich, I would have, you know, done something else. But they got into this industry because they believed in it, and they were passionate about sharing their message. And I think that's been probably the key to success of any of the good stores in Canada.